It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Today on the Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast, we're visiting with Eagle Women's Golf record holder now, Alpine Hickstein. She's coming to the studio today to visit with us. Her team just finished up their final tournament of the fall season in Pueblo, Colorado yesterday. So just getting back to town last night, kind enough to come into the studio. Alpine, thanks. How are you feeling this morning?
Good. I'm feeling confident with our scoring and how the team's doing, and we had an awesome finish to our season.
You really did. We're going to get into all of that and more next, fans, for you with Alpine. Let's go right to the record. This is just awesome. You shot a new 36-hole Chadron State tournament record, 152 strokes. Was there any point in the round on Tuesday where you were thinking about that record at all?
I had no clue I was even in the running for making a new record. After my 74 the first day, I just thought, you know, let's have a good round tomorrow, see how it goes. And after my last hole yesterday, Ritson told me that I was a new record holder, and I was like, what? I had no clue, so it was exciting.
So your initial reaction was, what, really? Once it kind of settled in, were you pretty excited about that? What does it mean to you to have that record?
It was exciting. I was actually a little disappointed in myself yesterday because I could have shot so much better. I had 38 putts, which is way above normal. 32 is what the average is, and I think I could have done a lot better.
We answered, you gave me what won't be an answer to a question later on here. We're talking about your putting, but we'll save that for then. And we'll get you to talk about your round here too as well. But before we dive into that, just tell the fans a little bit about the course you guys played, what the conditions were and things that you had to battle through. Were there a lot of hazards on this course in Pueblo?
Not a whole lot of hazards, just make sure you have some good tee shots. Pretty wide open course. If you're in the trees, you can advance yourself forward, make a good third shot in, maybe one putt to save your par. Something different about this course is the length of it and the greens. The greens are super hard. If you put yourself on the wrong part of the green, you're 3 or 4 putting every time. You had to be careful. And luckily, I had my books, my yardage books from the last 2 years. And that really helped me because during our practice round, it was extremely windy, about 40 mile per hour gusts. And
wow,
we couldn't get our speeds right, the speeds of the greens right, or the reads of the greens or anything like that. So I tried to help all the girls out with my books from the last 2 years and give them what I had from then with the pin placements that we were having this year.
Boy, that's great that you had that experience to bring into a young team and help those girls along with the course and with especially punting, as you mentioned, and really help everybody. And that's interesting in the fact, too, that there was a change in how you guys played this tournament. Normally, you're playing with players from other schools in the tournament, right? But that wasn't the case this week.
No, this week we played with our own teammates for the first time this season, because of coronavirus and everything. So we took 6 girls and we played in threesomes, and I played with 2 of the sophomores this year. And it was a really fun experience. It was different, but it was hard to be competitive in the same manner as what I normally am, just because you are playing with your own teammates. So we were able to make some comments like making fun of each other and stuff like that, but still being competitive. It was really fun.
So you could kind of keep it light and kind of don't want to say relaxed, but maybe take some of the pressure off by being able to joke around with each other a little bit. And is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it was a lot more relaxing than normal. I was able to have a normal conversation rather than like, oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
What's your major?
So maybe some of the intimidating things with golfers from other schools. Is it ever like that when you're playing in a normal tournament with golfers from other schools, where that competitiveness gets in and you can feel kind of a heavier tension on your shoulders or just awkwardness without being around the girls that you normally play with in practice?
There's definitely some awkwardness, but after about 6 holes, normally I can get some of the girls talking to me and relieve some of that pressure, but some girls are pretty serious and don't like talking a whole lot.
Well, it's good that you can go out, you can be competitive, but also a friendly a comrade out there too as well, and just try to keep things light and remember that you're playing college golf. It's fun. Alpine Hickstein with us today on the Chadron State Sports Journal. Let's get into the first round on Monday, Alpine. You came out, you fired a 74, and sounds like that actually matches your career best low round as well. So not just a 2-day record, but you did great in that first day too. You were in second place after the opening Monday. Tell us about some of the big moments in that first round.
Not a whole lot of huge moments that were super exciting. I just played a solid round. I had good drives most of the holes. Brought my 5-wood out when I wasn't having good drives. I put my second shots in places I needed to be on the green, and then two-putted or one-putted, and had just a solid round.
So great start. Had to do good for confidence going into day two. And so go through day two with us now. Your scorecard read a 78 on Tuesday. Take us through what happened there on Tuesday and how you played.
Tuesday, I was a little nervous. I tried to make sure that I wasn't, but obviously that got to me. It always does, it seems like. The first six holes, I didn't have a single par, which is pretty hard for me. I don't normally have to wait seven holes to get a par, and that took a lot of adversity, and I tried to have some good iron shots, and I did on the par threes. I got two birdies on the par threes right away, which saved my three bogeys and one double that I had beforehand. And then I went to my seventh hole, which was number one, because we started on 13, and I finally got my par, and I started getting it going. But the biggest worry about my round was my putting. I had 38 putts, which was not good.
Yeah, I know you've already mentioned that a couple of times, that the putting was something that you wanted to work on a little bit. And one thing that stood out in the answer to Alpine was that you said you were kind of nervous at the beginning of that second round. Was that because you were thinking, hey, I got a chance to win this thing? And it was some of that, you know, that mental pressure that players put on themselves about winning the tournament? Or was it something else on Tuesday regarding the round you were kind of anxious over?
Nope, you're exactly right. It was just me putting pressure on myself for no reason.
It's hard to kind of shake that off. That's that mental toughness in golf, the challenges of golf, more mental often than maybe getting the swing right. Tough to battle through, but you battled through, had a terrific round again, set the record. What did you do to kind of calm yourself down or get your mind in a place where you weren't thinking so hard about how close you were maybe to winning the tournament?
I just played with my teammates. I played with two of the nicest girls on the team, and they just calmed me down. They're funny. They get upset at themselves, but they make a joke out of it. And I was doing the same thing about myself yesterday since I was playing with them.
That's great that they were able to help you out and guide you through that day two round. I know the putter is not the answer to this question, Alpine, but what was your favorite club in the bag this tournament? What did you really hit the best and really like?
Probably my 50-degree wedge to my 7-iron. I was solid between 100 yards and 150 yards, which really helped me.
And now that you have the record, Alpine, and you're kind of looking forward to things, you have several months off, what's your goal? You know, you've got the record, your lowest round, obviously, you tied that. What kind of goals do you have as you start to think about what's coming up next when you get back at it in the spring?
My goals aren't necessarily number-wise. It's more of enjoying what you're doing the best that you possibly can, and just about that. I mean,
kind of going about playing and letting the results sort of fall in place.
Yeah, I mean, I like good results, obviously. I think every player does, but it's not always about that.
Sure, absolutely. And you're entitled. Let's talk about the other things as opposed to just scoring and your individual scoring. Your teammates, you guys really sounded like you helped each other out as a team should this week. Looking at your entire team's progress in the fall, how do you feel like the group as a whole and the team as a whole is progressing?
We are doing awesome as a team, mentally, physically, golf-wise. Mentally, we're always positive this year. I haven't seen any girl be negative against each other or anything like that. And then golf-wise, we're all improving, and we're getting more and more confident all together. We know that if someone is falling short and having a hard day, someone else will step up and take that spot on the team score and maybe boost our scores and get us in a higher placing.
That's great. And how about the off season in terms of training and preparation? And it's kind of hard to golf in December out here in Western Nebraska, but you don't have any tournaments until March. What kind of stuff are you going to do to get prepared for when you jump back into competition in March?
We all know what we need to work on. I don't necessarily know what all the other girls need to work on, but Ritson does. We'll practice hard and train hard. We have a simulator up in the pack, and we all practice about an hour and a half each day. So once we get done with this week, this is our off week now, we'll start up next week and start doing that and working on what we need to.
What kind of stuff do you personally want to work on? Are there some things that you've already identified, or do you want to visit with Coach a little bit and figure out where he sees maybe you can make some improvements?
Putting again. Ritson and I talked about that on the way home. It's my putting. I changed my putting less than a week before the first tournament. with my putting stroke, and I stuck to it, and it's worked. But when I get nervous, I go to my old putting stroke, and that's what causes me issues, so work on that.
And before we let you go, Alpine, the local high school golf tournament was just finished up. Actually played the same couple of days that you guys did when you were down in Pueblo, and it was played at Gearing and Monument Shadows. Pretty cool. They moved it over to the west, and you're, I'm sure, really familiar with that course from your time at Shadron High School. Did you have a chance, or do you follow state golf? Did you follow it this week at all with the local schools and players and keep up on it?
Yeah, the other Nebraska girl and I were watching that throughout the last 2 days, and we thought it was really cool that it was in Gearing, because when we were in high school, we always tried to push for it to be in Gearing or Scottsbluff or somewhere out west, because it was always like in Columbus or North Platte,
yeah,
which isn't too far away, but we like some western Nebraska courses, and we watched some of the girls that we know were both starting to get kind of old, so we don't know some of those freshmen and sophomores, but it looked like Maddie Schlapfer and Anna Kelly did good, and I want to give a shout-out to Maddie Pellin. You did awesome this week, and I hope you keep with the game.
All right. Great stuff. Alpine Hickstein, Shadron State Women's Golf, and a former Shadron Cardinal Women's Golf as well. Alpine, awesome having you on the show once again. Thanks so much for coming in and visiting with us. Have a terrific offseason. Looking forward to talking to you again in the spring when you guys pick up the clubs once again and get back into tournament action. Thanks again.
Thank you, Dave.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank. Your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.